Citrus growers discussed production levels, bactericides, psyllid control, post-bloom fruit drop, and more at a forum in Arcadia Thursday, hosted by the University of Florida IFAS and Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association. Extension agent Steve Futch responds to questions about the discussions. Growers kind of all over the board. I think the first speaker said, I don't know how we're going to keep going. The one next to him's getting 450 to 500 boxes an acre on some oranges. They're kind of all over the place, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. Many growers face many different things. Their groves are of different age, different soil types, and some are doing well, and some are doing not so well. But even those that are doing well are not receiving the same amount of boxes per acre that they have in the past. So everybody's being impacted by HLB. They're being impacted by costs, not only for the production costs, but harvesting costs most likely will continue to rise due to workman's comp rates, due to higher minimum wages, due to the prevailing wage rate for H2A. So everybody's being squeezed, but some are being squeezed more than others.
One of the long topics this morning, bactericides. People, I think, generally still undecided how much they're helping.
I think most growers are seeing some benefit from applying those. I think everybody, when they have officially started talking about the product, said it's not going to be a one or two application thing. You're going to have to put on multiple applications over several years to see the true benefits of using those products.
And then later it came up, psyllids have been continued to be difficult to control this year, apparently.
Psyllids were more difficult to control. Most growers are seeing higher numbers. Part of that is due to weather. Part of that is due to continuing flushing of the trees. If you put out an insecticide and get rain on it shortly thereafter, the control period for that insecticide is going to be less than if you didn't get rain. So certainly I think everybody agrees that the past 12 months we've had a lot more rain than we have in some other seasons, so that makes psyllid control more difficult.
At least one grower talked about some frustration within Chimas. Everybody knows Chimas work, but getting the coordination with all your growers is sometimes difficult.
I wouldn't say sometimes difficult. I would say it is difficult to coordinate any large group of independent producers or people of any group. To get them to do the same thing at the same time is difficult. However, it has been shown, though, that by participating with your neighbors, the successes of the group is better than the individual success any grower could do by himself, not working collectively with those in his neighborhood.
And as always this year at grower forums like this, PFD, post-bloom fruit drop, came up again. You had some input regarding Brazil.
Well, we hope to have a group of researchers come in the early part of February to talk about some of the rates, the timing, the application, the frequency, to try to give our growers to be able to learn from some experiences in some other countries. And so that is being planned, and hopefully it will take place, and that'll be in Arcadia the first week or so in February.
Have you gotten some indication that some of the Brazilian growers and researchers are doing a little better with PFD than we've done in Florida?
I think they're doing better because they spray more frequently. It's a higher priority in certain areas, and we really don't know the full extent of PFD for this season until we start harvesting some of those blocks. Yes, PFD has a significant impact. But just because there's buttons on the tree doesn't mean that you would have set all of those flowers. So until we get into harvesting blocks, I'm not sure we really know the full extent as the impact that it had on this year. Yes, it had an impact, but what that extent is, we really won't know that until we start harvesting some blocks.
At least one or two growers that they may have lost up to 200 boxes an acre to PFD.
That's very possible.
Any other overviews you have?
One of the growers did talk about a variety that seems to be doing better with HLB, the Vernia. There was also some discussions on how do we manipulate or help suppress the soil pH. either through applications of acid-forming fertilizers or through the application of certain acids through the irrigation system. So they're still fine-tuning and looking at how they can adjust pH in the scenario as well of the soil.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.